This is Morning Edition. In the final days before the election, both the Trump and Biden campaigns are trying their luck at courting a last few votes. They're hoping Lumbee voters may help swing the state. Laura Pelliser reports.
It's great to be in Lumberton, and I'll tell you, we have a lot of friends here.
Over the weekend, Trump greeted thousands at a rally in Lumberton and Robeson County. And the visit comes on the heels of recent statements from both Trump and Biden asserting support for full federal recognition for the Lumbee tribe. Political scientist Christopher Cronin says the strategy is a last-ditch effort to swing the largely centrist voters from the over 55,000-member tribe.
You've got cultural conservative values and kind of economic populism is in play, and then you still have civil rights issues with everything that's been going on the last year or two.
Lumbee Tribal Chairman Harvey Godwin says he's hopeful that the Lumbee bill will be on the president's desk before the end of the year. Federal recognition would mean access to millions in federal funding and the potential for a casino down the line. 23-year-old musician John Lakota Locklear sits on his uncle's back porch in rural Robeson County. He says he's already had plenty of experience seeing his community targeted by candidates or their surrogates.
They'll come here a month, maybe, 2 months before an election, which is a coincidence, right?
Locklear is planning on casting his first ever vote for Biden. One reason is Trump's recent statements about Columbus Day. The president condemned what he called radical activists who have sought to undermine Christopher Columbus's legacy. Many Indigenous Americans officially want to see the day renamed as Indigenous Peoples Day. Amina Ghaffar is an Afro-Indigenous member of the Lumbee tribe. She recently joined the Biden campaign's North Carolina Tribal Leadership Council. Despite being part of the campaign, she's highly skeptical about the way the Lumbee tribe is being targeted.
I want to see the action. I don't want to hear what they're going to do. We've been told for a long time that we were going to get recognition. And again, no one's come through with it.
In downtown Pembroke, where the Lumbee tribe is officially headquartered, Anthony Locklear stands by a display of Trump hats in the Southern States Supply Store. The part-time employee and retired school teacher doesn't want to say outright who he's planning on voting for this year, but he says the Trump rally in nearby Lumberton was valuable for the tribe.
People recognized our university. He asked the chancellor to stand. He's a former classmate of mine, so I'm real proud of that. Anytime the president comes to your county, it's a big major thing, whether it's whether you're a Trump person or not.
Laura Pelliser, WUNC.